So the next one is when the girls. First daughter, which she'll be Hari Om Om. Second daughter is Om Hari Om. And the third daughter, Om Om Hari. So really the symbols in the I Ching is the Om is supposed to be a symbol of the masculine strength or the yang factor, and the Hari is the yin or the receptive factor. The men have two receptive factors. They have a vestige of strength, but really they're men, right? And so then the women have the vestige of sensitivity, but then really they're women, eh? They have their strength. So they balance each other. So, but we'll just do the women like that, just hear the difference. Where before we heard Om, 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 there could be lots of Oms, now you're going to hear Hari, Hari, Hari. And there'll be a different texture. Hari Om Om, Hari Om Om, Hari Om Om, Hari Hari Om, Hari Hari Om, Hari Hari Om, Hari Om Om, Hari Om Hari, 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 Hari Om Om, Hari Hari Om, Hari Om Hari, Hari Om Om, Hari Om. Sense of the patterns are happening. Now we put them all around the circle, and there's another pattern of how they happen in sequence to each other, as well as this going on at the same time. So it's meant to baffle your mind. It's supposed to. You know, it's sound we know. We're used to stereo sound. We're used to music straight on a keyboard. We're not used to hearing textures of sound like this. So having the chant and having God's name in this huge texture, and it's not something you can do by yourself. It's something that happens together. The energy stays with you a long time. The feeling of it stays with you a long time. And that's the special darshan or special energy of it.